Welcome back. Glad you are here today on a busy, busy Wednesday afternoon. Wow. Yeah, there's so lots of good to talk about, including the Nashville Shooters Manifesto. You can follow along on Twitter. I'm at Rich Zeoli. And, of course, our number 855-839-1210. Will we ever get the Nashville Shooters Manifesto? I'm getting very, very worried. We're never going to see this thing. Here to talk about with me, Doug Pierce is a First Amendment attorney representing the National Police Association. Doug, it's great to have you on the show. Thanks for joining me.
Happy to be with you.
Tell me why the National Police Association believes that it is imperative to release the Nashville Shooters Manifesto and the other writings as well.
Well, there's a number of reasons. I think one of the most essential has to do with just law enforcement in general, and also, I guess that's it primarily, and just out of concern that if it's not released, it reflects poorly upon law enforcement.
Now, what is the status right now? Because I keep hearing different things. I thought the police said they were going to release it. I can't believe they haven't released it yet. And then you said the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation has also said on at least two occasions that there is no ongoing criminal investigation. So what is the holdup here?
Yeah, so long as there is no likelihood that there's going to be a criminal proceeding, and you can't have a criminal proceeding without a criminal defendant, and the defendant is deceased, and there's no indication that anyone was working with her as someone aiding and abetting or a co-conspirator, then the excuse that's been offered so far that it's an open investigation is highly suspect. Now, you are right that there's been, to take it a step further, it was on Thursday that even the governor of our state, in acknowledgement that there was a great deal of interest for this manifesto or journal or whatever it is, needs to be released. Our governor said on Thursday it was going to be released, quote, very soon, end quote. And it still hasn't been released. What I'm understanding right now is that there's just some more excuses coming up. And, one excuse that I think came down from the police today is that, well, because the group I'm, the National Police Association, as well as another group that's filed suit, has filed suit, they're not going to release it for that reason and until such time as the judge orders it. And that's kind of a catch-22, which is, I would say it's the ultimate catch-22. We got a right to sue to get the documents, but their story is, well, if you sue to get it, then you're not entitled to it. So that's a little disappointing to hear that kind of nonsense.
I mean, that makes absolutely no sense. I'm not an attorney, but I literally don't understand what that means.
We are proceeding along. This is an open records lawsuit, and the Tennessee law does provide that there's going to be a fairly quick resolution of the matter. I did participate in a conference call with the judge earlier today, and she originally set a show cause hearing to try to determine if this stuff should be released to be held on May 11, I believe, but now that's been pushed off until June 8, and before that time, on May 18, we're going to have another interim conference, sort of a status conference, and at that time, Metro Nashville has indicated, and they've been directed to submit that this manifesto or this journal to the court in camera so that the judge can review it. And perhaps at that point, we'll begin to make some progress as far as getting that released.
Doug Pierce is with me. He is a First Amendment attorney who's representing the National Police Association in the Nashville Shooter Manifesto. You know, my concern here is that obviously this shooter had, I think, some very radical beliefs. And I believe this Christian school was targeted for that. I think this manifesto is going to show a lot of that. Because when the chief first spoke the day of the shooting, he was basically alluding to that. I mean, he was really alluding to the fact that this was deliberate, that this was, you know, motivated by this, and that the manifesto was probably going to prove all that. And then everybody just went completely quiet about it. And I wonder, you know, is it because the shooter identified as transgender? And so there's concern that, because I've heard, you know, the White House on down say that there's concern that this is going to make the transgender community victims. And I don't know how the hell that's even possible. But I really think there's an effort here underway by interest groups to keep this manifesto from coming out, because it's going to show that this shooter was motivated by hate and probably anti-Christian bias as well.
Well, the thoughts that you expressed are, I mean, you're not alone in having those thoughts. What concerns me is the fact that, you know, with each passing day, when this document is not released, that just builds up more pressure and more suspicion as to what you've just said. And that's very understandable. That's only human nature, that if something should be released and it's not being released, you got to wonder why. And that's what I find upsetting, is that the way I'd phrase it is, a former Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court said, the people do not demand infallibility of their public institutions, but they find it difficult to accept what they are prohibited from observing. Which is all to say that, you know, just as long as you know the records are getting out to people, you don't have to go look at them all the time to feel comfortable about it. But if you know that the records are being held back and you don't have a good explanation for it, that just becomes very suspicious and very troubling.
Doug Pierce, I agree with you. And let me just say that the Nashville police that day, the heroism, the courage, the bravery that they showed, true heroes, each and every one of those officers that responded, absolute heroes. And we are so grateful for them. And I hope that we hope that something like this never happens, of course. But these guys did everything right. And they just all deserve our complete gratitude. So please pass that on to your and please pass it on to the National Police Association for us.
Certainly.
And thank you for joining me on the show. I really do appreciate it. If you had a guess, when do you think we might get this thing? And again, you just throw it out there, and I won't hold you to it. But if you're being optimistic.
It is conceivable that it could be the latter part of this month, but more likely, I'm hopeful it'll at least be early June.
Unbelievable. Doug Pierce, the attorney representing the National Police Association. Thank you, my friend. Thanks for making time for coming on the show.